if I'm being brutally honest, probably Derry tried to buck themselves up. They and Donegal maybe just didn't reach the height that maybe they were capable of. But I'm not going to pretend to be the smart yard player. But I just think that over the 2 years, I suppose a lot of the players have developed in their own way, and how to do that together collectively we'll find out. I suppose we were fortunate that we got a wee look at Donegal last Monday. But again, you know, it's very difficult to say. The game was more or less over after 20 minutes, really, you know.
What did you make of Donegal?
It would be patronising to say that I thought they were impressive, because I suppose we knew Donegal were impressive. Like, we know that quality of players that Donegal have across the pitch. You know, there's a lot made of Jason McGee and Ned O'Donnell, but, you know, there are other quality players there who maybe don't get the same plaudits. Joe McCormick, come on, last week, will be in contention for starting high-quality forward as well. So, we are in no grey areas with regards to the challenge against Sunday.
And tell me about your own team, because obviously you've lost a couple of players from the senior, obviously, because anyone that plays senior championship can play under 20.
Yeah, well, we lost two boys last Sunday. Ben McGinnis was in goals, and Paddy Coney was wing forward, so obviously they're going to be a big loss. We do have the minor goalie from last year, Warren Harton, who played in All-Ireland minor final, but Paddy Coney played well last week, and tied Ryan McEwen and did fairly well. So obviously any lad that can compete with Ryan McHugh at some loss and on the 20 team, you know.
Yeah. But it's something that you knew for a while was going to happen, did you?
I suppose at the early stage of the year we wouldn't have felt, certainly Damien didn't feel that he would have needed to tap into his under 20s. But, you know, the dynamic changes. A couple of the key players went to America at the start of the summer, and I suppose that just goalposts changed a little bit. That's not really any fault of his. I would have been more happy if the lads hadn't been used, but ultimately that's where maybe Derry are at the minute. Just been relegated to Division 4, and I suppose maybe there's a necessity to tap into some of the talented young lads.
And I suppose as well, that brings a little bit of pressure on you as well, is the fact that maybe this year's under 20 team were a team that people were looking for some success with, because I was just looking through some notes when you were appointed back in November. The closing line in the story was that Derry were going to be one of the favourites for the under 20 championship.
Oh, that's nice of them to tell us that. I suppose I don't know what that's based on. I suppose that's based on All Ireland minor final last year. But you know yourself, Tom, there's some development at 19 to 20 and from 18 to 19. So ultimately, Derry were in All Ireland quarter final 2 years ago, and they were comfortably beaten by Derry. I think for to be putting them at the top end of the tree at this stage would be a wee bit ambitious, you know. I suppose the way we are looking at it is that my job is not only to try and be competitive at 20, but also to try and get lads there to play senior football for Derry, and that's what we're trying to do, trying to create an environment where lads want to play county football and more importantly are ready to play county football.
Albeit you've lost Ben McInnes and Paddy Coney or Corey. Otherwise, how do you feel you're prepared?
Listen, we're prepared as well as we can be, I suppose. As I said earlier on, we've got a good four leading into the game. You probably would have wanted a wee bit more time to prepare to play the made it only goal, but it is what it is. That's the way fixtures have sort of balanced themselves. You know, the day County Board have been very good, giving us that 4 week window leading into the championship. So, I think we've prepared well. It's all about Bournemouth this day now, you know.